Hello, and I'm Kyle.
I'm Owen, also known as Lord Enth.
And I'm Jason, the creator of the Army Showcase. And we started this show about 18 months ago to talk about the future of MechWarrior. And well, things aren't looking too good now, but what can we do as players without WizKid support? Find out in this episode of the Tabletop Battlefield. Welcome back to Season 2 of the Tabletop Battlefield, the official podcast of the Army Showcase over at www.tabletopbattlefield.com. As I mentioned just a moment ago in the intro, we're talking about the kind of the future of MechWarrior again, because things have changed a lot in the past 18 months. Mainly, WizKids kind of cut quite a bit of support for the game, well, all the prize support. And they've kind of got a few plans of what they want to see happen in the future, but also we get to take a look at what can individual gamers and also local friendly gaming stores do to keep the game going, keep popularity alive without WizKid support. So what I want to start off first with is kind of talking a little bit about what do we know about the game right now? Because, like, for example, you know, the game is, quote, on hold by WizKids official standards.
So it's pretty much in development heck.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, they said they were going to announce a big announcement at Gen Con and didn't announce anything.
Oh, that's not, because Gen Con was last week and 2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago
at the time of recording this, so this will come out for a while, but yeah.
So with no announcement, it kind of makes you wonder what they have planned for it at all. Kelly Bonino was let go and will only be brought back in a contractor basis and probably only to work on HeroClix or Pirates. Even though Star Wars, Pirates, and HeroClix are the three properties they're concentrated on, the only one with a tournament at Gen Con was HeroClix. It makes you wonder about their other lines as well.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. It wasn't like, not to make things even more depressing, but isn't, quote, Mage Knight, which has been out of production for quite some while, still, quote, on hold as well? Or is that ever formally canceled? I've heard some people say it wasn't ever formally canceled.
I don't follow Mage Knight as closely, but I have been seeing a resurgence on a lot of the miniature forums that Mage Knight players are talking again, getting together and playing. I heard there were a couple players that got together and played at Gen Con.
That's
so
cool.
Very much like the Highlander collectible card game, there is a player basis for it, and they're refusing to let the game die, even though the game is not being made, produced, or organized in any form or fashion. And I think we're going to see the same thing with MechWarrior.
Now, one thing we do know is that, you know, WizKid is kind of talking about this whole big media release item, like to kind of relaunch MechWarrior. And obviously, most people toss around the idea of some sort of movie. I mean,
movie's been in the talks for a couple of years. Jerry Bruckheimer, I think, greenlighted a script.
It was actually went into production hell, didn't, was that a previous one?
I don't
There's
know.
There's been two or three things. Like, there was the one who's going to be directed by
Devlin.
Devlin's, yeah, the Devlin, what's the name? Devlin?
Something Devlin.
The Independence Day guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a couple years ago where they released some sort of script where it was about four, like, teenagers growing up in the Republic during some coming of age story, and like, oh, this sounds bad. But, you know, I know that one kind of got canceled for one reason or another. And then there was they're going to do a team up with some cartoon manufacturer. They announced they're going to release some kind of cartoon DVD kind of thing.
Yeah.
That got axed. and so I don't know, anything
I
else
think
since
after
then?
That we heard of the Dave's Film School
in
Orlando, which
school.
They never finished. The class graduated.
Yep.
The teachers wanted to do it and haven't done a darn thing with it since.
The trailer looked cool, though. That's the most amazing mech animation I've ever seen.
And the film should only be about three times as long as the trailer.
Yeah.
All the Dave films are short, under 5 minutes long. Okay. I was told MechWarrior was their most ambitious at 15 minutes length.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's the trailer's 3 minutes?
Yeah, at most.
It's about a minute, I think. I just like the one scene where the Republic dropship opens up, all the Jackalopes jump out attacking Kerensky.
It did show why they designed the Jackalope the way they did.
Yeah.
There's a lot of form in the function, which is one of the better things on the tail end of the MechWarrior game, is the units were made with some thought.
Some purpose.
They weren't just, this is a good part, we'll reuse it here, here, and here, like they did in the first couple sets.
Yeah, you can notice, like, on some of the figures in the early ones, the same guns appear on the same guys, but, like, different scales or something. You know, it's kind of funny. Like,
well, they still continued to do that all the way to the end, but in the early cases, actual unit was glued together using the same pieces of another unit.
Cut cost, but
gotta do it somewhere.
Yeah. So what do you think is, like, I guess the viability of a MechWarrior movie? Do you think that could really be big and huge? I mean, from my opinion, I'd say yes if it's done well. Because, I mean, it's such an in-depth, rich science fiction universe. It easily rivals Star Trek, Star Wars, Babylon 5, all that stuff.
Is it too rich? Too in-depth?
That's a good question,
though. It would upset a lot of the current fan base. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the current fan base is just a small percentage of the population. I guess we'd have to wait to see how the Robotech movie does as an indication of what a popular MechWarrior movie would be.
I guess the question is, the holy grail of like sci-fi film productions, how do you please the hardcore audience but still make it accessible to the general audience? And that can be either confused or just dumbfounded because it doesn't make any sense to them, all these crazy character references and history references and things. Say something?
Oh, I was going to say something. I'm sorry, you went ahead of me. A good reference would have been the Transformers movie to, you know, how they had a small, really, you know, fan base, everyone, you know, heard about them. So I would think that if there's some way to just spread about, you know, MechWarrior around first, you know, just give, you know, people, hey, you know, this isn't just a suddenly new concept that hasn't been around for decades. And, you know, get them at least, you know, knowing about it. Not necessarily knowing, you know, specifics or anything like that.
I think a better media tie-in would be another MechWarrior video game.
Okay.
All the other PC video games were hugely successful, made Microsoft a ton of money.
Much better than
made
Microsoft.
Fazza a ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy who designed Battletech and...
Jordan Weissman, yeah, he just got the rights.
Yeah, he got back the rights to all his old video games. So, would that be the media event that would launch a new game?
You know, because one thing I always kind of wondered was, has WizKids been trying to plan a movie all this time? I assume they probably have, because they tried several things in the past. And maybe they had hoped that by this summer, for whatever reason, there would have been a big movie out to save MechWarrior at this time, you know? And maybe something happened in the back and just everything
got behind the door of things they were talking about, whatever plans they were trying to get moving, nobody knows, and everyone who's left has non-disclosure agreements.
Yeah.
We're never going to find out. Mm-hmm. We're never going to find out why things were put on hold and why it seems that some products were put out in a hasty fashion or didn't seem as well as it could have been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I guess from a movie perspective, there's no technical reason why we can't make a MechWarrior movie. I remember watching the opening scene of Transformers where Blackout walks to the military base, and that's a battle mech right there, the way he's walking and firing his gun. I'm like, But the question is, if they were to make a MechWarrior movie, would they just make it a big, flashy action movie? When the reality is...
It's a person.
The battle mechs, even though they're the icons of the series, that's not what the universe is about. It's about personal development, a lot of political drama, a lot of politics, and that kind of stuff. The mechs is there to fight battles, you know?
I mean, if you just look at, you know, a lot of, you know, even war movies, they at least go into the political, you know, backgrounds, you know, may not as in-depth as you'd want, but... I mean, you could go with the same way with this. You know, it doesn't need to be all about the mechs. Mm-hmm. But they do need to actually, you know, focus on staying within the boundaries of whatever storyline that they wish to, conceive.
That brings up, like, the Mech Assault games, which are really went outside of, you know, what's accepted canon for MechWarrior, the Lava Gun, the Ragnarok, the shields, the kind of ridiculous, the Locky
PPCs.
Mindless
violence.
Mindless violence, yeah. There's some mindless violence in MechWarrior. If you ever read the Jihad Hotspots books where there's nukes going off over the place, that's pretty mindless violence. But so I don't know. It's just some thoughts to toss out there. But I guess the last, unless you guys have anything else to say about that kind of stuff?
I think I'm pretty good. I mean, unless Owen has something else to say.
Well, the only other thing I'd have is where would the game go is I've heard rumors from people who did attend Gen Con. Once again, I wasn't able to get there. But they have talked to people who have been contracted or used to be contract employees with WizKids, and they said the 3D miniatures we'll never see again. That would be the biggest thing, as I've heard from people who are talking with sculptors, and they said there's nothing nowhere near on the horizon for, once again, a MechWarrior game.
If there's no more...
Not like a constructible strategy game.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. If they did that, I think I would have to...
You'd buy a pack, disassemble it, and torch it?
Yes.
He's threatened to torch the Star Wars pocket model figures in the show and in previous episodes. So.
I've seen some good-looking constructible pieces.
Some.
I've seen some others that are lousy.
Have you seen the Transformers game? That was lousy.
That's what I hear. That'd be an example of what not to do.
Yes. So anyway, I guess the last kind of negative note on WizKids' future is the fact that there's no more prize support. For a while now, even though there hasn't been any new MechWarrior product, they've still been cranking out some kind of prize every month. And I guess that's finally done as of August, right?
That is done as of July.
July, okay. So are they still going to be creating, like, you know, monthly scenarios you can play?
No. Nope.
Nope, that's done too?
As far as I know, that's done. I haven't been able to log in and create a MechWarrior game since July. No games were able to create for August and on forward.
So you can't even schedule new events?
I can schedule a new venue-supported event. Mm-hmm. I can schedule new casual events.
Okay.
And I can schedule unrestricted events.
Okay.
There is no more constructed 300 WizKids backed events. Mm-hmm. There's no more storyline events. Unless they do something special, I don't see it happening. And given their past track record and all the number of layoffs they had, and them moving up from Seattle over to New York, I just don't see anything happening for quite a while with MechWarrior.
Well, at least everything's not all bad. I mean, even though
WizKids is still a solid game,
there's still a lot we can do. So why don't we talk a little bit now, probably most of the rest of the episode, talking about what can we do as players to really keep this game going and just not let it really die out and disappear. So I guess, how do we want to start? Anyone got some ideas? Let's toss out there and start talking.
I know there's a group in Michigan on the other side of the state.
Battle Force 5.
I've met a bunch of them. I had a lot of them over at my house this last winter for a 26-player game.
Wow. That's impressive.
A lot of people were playing MechWarrior in the basement.
Yeah.
And all that for a game who didn't have anything new released for 3 months. This would have been after the Wolf Dragoons. And no one even knew, used any of the new pieces. It was all older pieces. Everything was a year or two old. And a lot of people were still talking about what to do in the future. Just getting together and playing. Lots of people have already started making their own units. There are websites out there that will help you make it through. I have some of my own custom pieces, and there's still plenty of a variety of pieces that people can use and play in various different scenarios.
No, that's absolutely. My whole problem with this game has been the rules, as Jason is aware.
Yes, I'm not a big fan of rules either. I mean, if you watch the show before, you know that both Kyle and I have literally rewrote the entire rule book because to make it more of a classic Battletech light style game than what WizKids did with it. But, you know, that's our opinion, how we
thought of it.
And the rules are available on the Tabletop Battle for an Army Showcase. I can put a link to it. But
so, I mean, another thing is you could actually set up your own, if you have your own group, set up your own specific rules for that actual group.
You can? Or keep talking. I got an issue with that, but keep talking.
You do. I mean,
that's playing the
outside people not being able to come in?
Yeah, the idea, though, is, you know, because, like, with Battle Force 5, I'll mention, I actually sent them an email and trying to get them on to interview them for the Tabletop Battlefield.
They did mention that to me.
At the time, they declined the offer just because they want to wait till their, I think it's more mature to, you know, before they get their whole act together, before they come to the show.
They were desperately waiting the announcement at Gen Con.
Okay.
With no announcement, even one of the guys who were in Battle Force 5, Akkad from WizKids forums. He won the MechWarrior Worlds this year at Gen Con. He heard nothing. No news about any kind of MechWarrior.
But, like, you know, I guess reading their forums now, they're discussing some ideas of house rules. But the question is, if every little store starts coming with their own house rules, whether they be small changes or, like, us rewriting it, all of a sudden you got a much more fractured environment where you really can't go between stores easily. And so how do you address that, as the fact that you've got no longer has a major overwhelming power to some extent controlling everything? How do you address this issue? Any ideas? That's one real concern about starting to have a bunch of house rules everywhere. Because
I'm a fan of house rules should be for house games.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to have a scheduled thing where you send out announcements, you make it an official tournament, you have a group of people coming to play a game, they should all know and play by the same original core rules. If you and three friends are getting together to play, by all means, play with any house rule you want. Play with any broken or crazy idea you can come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Try it out. Huge fan of trying out rules, posting them online
for
for someone to have access to.
Our double range.
We rewrote the rules probably about 3 or 4 times from scratch because, you know, you try it out and it worked for a set of figures, then you bring some new thing in and just, everything just go to heck. You know, it's really hard to get an, especially to take an existing game where the stats are fixed and try to make a balanced game and with totally new rules out of it. That gets really tricky.
It would be really hard with MechWarrior since not all the pieces are always balanced to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's always those three tiers of crap units, mm-hmm. okay units, and then the cream of the crop. I think if one was going to do house rules, everything should fall into the middle cream of the crop, mm-hmm. where it doesn't add a hand to the uber stuff, and it doesn't make the stuff that's no good even more worthless.
So I want to talk a little bit about recruiting new players. I mean, because obviously, eventually, people just get tired of a game, they leave, or there's a new game comes along, War Machine, and steals players away, or they try something different. How do you get new players in without really a whole lot of WizKit support? I mean, this is where things get kind of tricky. Then,
without new product, it's hard for someone else to buy things. It's like, hard for a store to have it.
Yeah. I love this new game. Where'd I get it? eBay. You know, what do you do?
Oh, it's over there on that dusty rack, the clearance rack that we haven't been able to move for 3 months. Yeah,
but
so I guess it will be a tough sell to get someone new into it without someone. Getting someone who's leaving the game to donate all their old pieces. Mm-hmm.
But how can you recruit new players, just get them interested in the game in the first place? Obviously, just setting up playing the game in a store is a great way to attract new people, but how do you get them to stick? How do you get the word out about MechWarrior? There's not going to be any commercials. There's still going to be, you know, some forums hanging around here, but
not too many websites.
Yeah, so how do you, any ideas what you can really do?
I mean,
that I'm trumped on as to where to get new players from. Mm-hmm. I'm still struggling to try and get a hold of old players that I had showing up at venues that I ran events at.
Yeah, I know. It's like where we used to play. We won't name any venues, but where we used to play, it went from about 50, you know, early days, there's going to be 15, 20 people there in tournament. By the time the store closed, there's like 5 people there. You know, it just...
Yeah.
I remember I was there for some of the larger ones, and I was there for some of the really small ones.
But, yeah.
Because one-on-one idea you could do, obviously... Say whoever is the quote battle master of the event, you should have really someone who kind of sits out with basically some demo stuff set up. Like, you know, if you ever go into a Games Workshop store, if you're a first time going in there, the first thing they do is, hey, have you ever played a game before? And you say, no. Well, here, let me show you still a 5-minute demo of how our games work. And they have the 40K demo, a fancy demo, a Lord of the Rings demo all set up. You know, in 10 minutes, you can play a very short scenario for the first time and, you know, find out if you really like some mechanics. And if you do, they'll invite you back for play a longer game later, you know?
And of course, they show you where to buy everything and in between.
Oh, well, yeah. You just look around, you walk in the store, everywhere around there is where to buy the things. There's no secret when you walk in a Games Workshop store what product they're going to sell you. But
yeah, I feel claustrophobic in Games Workshop.
You do. They're usually pretty small stores.
Yes, they are.
But what if we took an approach like that to when you're running a game, maybe if you obviously have equal number of players, maybe doing some kind of bracketed format, the person who's the oddball out that round, what if he sits out with, you know, have about 4 or 5 really quick scenarios where you have maybe one mech, a few infantry, just kind of try to come up with very simple things that so if a new person walks up, they can experience the game in like 5-10 minutes and, you know, walk away or maybe come back and play more. How about we create something like that? What are some ideas?
Sounds like a great idea.
Isn't that what happened with the one game you were trying to teach me? You created the scenarios yourself?
That's a bunch of games.
No.
War Machine?
Yeah, that was probably what it was.
War Machine, yeah.
War Machine, you did that for me to get me into the game and start buying figures, so...
Because I know it's like some games, not so much... I guess MechWarrior is kind of confusing to the point where there's so many different kind of very patched rule set. But, you know, like some games like War Machine are the more complicated. If you just toss someone in a battle right off the heck, or, you know, right off the bat, they're going to be way over their heads, not understand anything that's going on. You know, God forbid you try Warhammer 40K in someone for the first time. Sorry, I got distracted. But, so, would MechWarrior kind of work at a small scale where it's actually kind of entertaining to play? Because some games
I think that's where its appeal is that it works as a small skirmish level game. In my mind, that was always what it was designed for. A couple mechs, a few support units, and you play a skirmish game. If you wanted to play a large, drawn-out battle, you'd play classic Battletech, which you were lucky if you finished in 8 hours.
My last game lasted 7 hours, but I loved every 7 hours of it, but, you know, keep talking.
But MechWarrior was a game that you could conceivably finish in under 2 hours in an official tournament. You would have to finish each round in 50 minutes. that's what I liked about it, is it could be a quick and short game. So I see no reason why it couldn't lend itself to be a mm-hmm. quick demo. Exchange contact information, invite the person to other websites. The WizKid still has an active MechWarrior forum. They could go there to learn about the game. Also, other websites like Tabletop Games.
So another thing I want to actually kind of say, if we keep running tournaments, one thing I want to congratulate WizKids on doing is how they actually run individual events. Where, you know, you showed up at a venue, and you're basically guaranteed to play a couple rounds of games, as long as you showed up in time. Because I've been some games I've played where I go to a venue, there's no formal structure of how the event's being run, and, you know, it's the first time I've been there. And there'll be, you know, the people who are already there all have their friends, they have their little kind of clicky style setups. You know, so they always play each other, and I sat there for 2 hours, like, hey, I got a small army, anyone want to play, and no one really want to play with me, because, you know, I'm the kind of new guy. So I love that, like, the first time I went to the MechWarrior event, they're like, I showed up, paid my $5 to get in, and I got to play a whole night's games, guaranteed. So I think even if we should, that's one thing we definitely should continue, especially just to bring new players into the whole fold, but, like the idea? Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I guess at least when we're, like, also, in terms of helping new players, the fact that most people have ridiculously large collections. I mean, I've got all this giant box down here full of Bansons. I mean, there's plenty of stuff for when a new player shows up who doesn't have pieces. There's plenty of stuff.
And I got two full armies. I mean, full armies. Like, I'm only missing two pieces.
I got rid of a lot so I could see my walls in my basement.
Wow.
How many pieces did you have?
Not a clue.
Because I have
faction went into its own box. I got rid of them by
I only have two factions, so I think I have maybe 500 pieces, I think. Probably about that.
I'm down to two factions, so I'm down to five boxes. And still another box of stuff to give away.
Well, how about this? What about some ideas that we'd like to try that maybe WizKids didn't do in terms of like tournament structure and attracting new players and things? You guys got ideas of things you want to see done differently?
Well, they never were very good at communicating new games were going on. All the times I've been a Battlemaster, all the times I've seen a game, I've never once seen WizKids make or have flyers that were available to print from online.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Where a store owner could put in their time and date and put a poster in their window. I never saw that. Something like that would be a boon to any store who's looking for product they want to sell or just wanting people to
possibly buy other things while they're at it.
Exactly.
It's like right at the moment I go into my little checklist of things to add to the Army Showcase and I'm putting that in there right now. Auto-generate flyers for games. Okay, anyway. Yeah, like I was saying, you know, that makes sense, you know. Because all I really had was basically the online WizKids database where, you know, the Battlemasters all submit their games. That was really about it.
That was all they had.
It's pretty weak for, you know, trying to, you know, promote your game.
Promote and grow, especially if a game was struggling and they're trying to sell new things like the Solaris 7 sets or the new action packs.
Because, you know, like when you walk into, say, one local venue, like, they have a huge thing. War Machine sold here. Star Wars miniatures sold here. Dungeons and Dragons available here.
D&D minis. Yeah. A huge flyer in the window. Magic the Gathering.
Nothing for WizKids, you know? I was thinking about that. I don't know. That's kind of their fault.
They made one banner for Dark Age, and that was it.
Now, they did have the posters, you know, that you could...
But that's not...
That's just advertising.
Not really posters as were they just giant poster checklists to see what you could collect.
My one complaint is you actually really couldn't just buy those individually. I traded our old friend Nathan. I traded him pieces to get those things from his cases he would buy.
And I went online on eBay to get my figures. That was the easiest way for me instead of...
It still is an easy way where people want to get rid of their collections and
get them for cheap.
You can get lots of pieces for cheap.
But one thing, I was going to say, a different topic. But you guys have anything else to add on that part? Okay. I just thought of it. The thing WizKids didn't quite do is I want to see more diversity to some of the games today. Because, you know, they're very good at doing the whole very regular tournament scene where it's okay, it's 450 points or 450 points, and they're duke it out, last man standing. You know. I think it's part of the whole heavily focused on the tournament scene. They really couldn't you know, go too far away from that model, because there's a few times they try it in other crazy scenarios, but people really get angry and upset about it, because, you know, they usually give one side an advantage.
They didn't play test a lot of them, especially at the end. A lot of scenarios seemed rushed. Quite a few times at the end, I would not schedule events at the beginning of the month, because I knew they would not have the storyline or scenario rules ready for the first week or two of the month.
We did have a good scenario we created ourselves, even though I lost that game.
The Hill one? The Capture Hill one?
Was it the Capture Hill one?
That was the Capture Hill one. I don't remember.
No, the one with the bridge, where had to blow up the bridge.
Yeah, okay.
And I had my base. Or
you had to blow up my bridges.
I think mission cards that they introduced did help facilitate that, but I don't think that they were used in the right way.
We created this our own. I had my own little, I was in a city where it had a bunker and a mech, was it mech
some,
bay?
Some,
a mech bay.
Yeah, some kind of,
and then I made two turrets on each one as defensive, and there was a guy, a political figure, was in one of the biddies in the city. Yes.
Your goal was to figure out where he was and destroy that one.
And I had to go and
defend it.
And then if I couldn't succeed, I had to at least kill his army.
But even on a larger scale, what we're doing there is, you literally start off a very small scenario. I was sending a more larger force into a weaker defended city to try to find this political guy and assassinate him or capture him, whatever. Yeah. But then from there, you almost see if you have a battle master who really wants to run a day-long game, you have it constantly evolve to different things. So I failed that thing, so he got his reinforcements before I could find this guy. I had to fall back out of the city. In doing so, I was trying to get across the bridges to, get back to my side of the base. He was supposed to try to destroy the bridges. He failed at that, so I kind of fell back and escaped, trapped him on his side or something, so it's
a whole, depending on who wins, where the next scenario goes.
So if you have a full day out, it'd be kind of cool. You go from one scenario to the next, and the battlefield will expand out.
Well, it was completely fun.
Oh, it was great.
I mean, this goes along with our next objective is to continue our previous, when my Technicolor Army of Crap happened, where we had different planets, actually, and based on...
Technicolor Army of Crap, I love that.
Yes.
Owen doesn't know what we're talking about. Technicolor Army of... You want to explain it?
My Technicolor Army of Crap was just a bunch of random figures put together as one army.
None of them were especially good. It was kind of...
just reach into the box, pull everything out, and play and have fun.
Yeah, that's basically what it was. And he got thoroughly trounced on my pure faction.
Yeah, because at least your Bantam Raiders shot themselves in the foot being drunk.
Yeah, my Raiden Battle Armor had one click of life left, assaulting a peasant company or something, and he critical missed. Of course, then I'll talk about how his Kaden Sen figure critical missed twice in a row, blowing through both his points of heavy armor, or hardened armor. But hey, he's a Highlander. But I think you just get more diversity to the gameplay and introducing, say, new types of things, aerospace fighters and new mechs. You want to bring those guys out that you got over there and show those things off? Now, this is just cool.
Wow, that's impressive.
Explain what that is, because obviously not everyone's watching the video. So
this is an old classic Battletech Atlas. It was actually made by a guy who makes his own toys in the Philippines, and he based it off the... original FASA design of the Atlas.
That's the original Atlas.
WizKids has came out with a new design that they introduced in Dark Age, and then they came out with an even newer design, which a lot of people deemed the goalie. The large shields on his knee pads.
Oh, nothing will beat the original.
There's WizKids 1.
Oh.
That's the new WizKids 1, anyway.
That would be their new... hockey goalie. So this one is actually designed in N-scale, which most of WizKids stuff is. I've actually made some copies of this and sent it to people who have used it as their a scale reference for what other mechs should be, including some of the older classic Battletech mechs. This is a newer one that they've designed for the Jihad, a 100-ton Archangel. Which in classic Battletech, it's much more impressive than an Atlas. So
really?
Whenever I get around to actually finishing the dial on it, it will trounce an Atlas. I'm guessing it's going to run in at about 400 points.
So how do you calculate what the point value would be?
Years ago, I sat down and had a discussion with people, and we broke down a couple of the WizKids figures, and we came up with what we believed was a point formula. I sent the information to a guy who tweaked it a little, plugged it in, and actually came up with a formula. I believe it's posted at Yahoo MechWarrior Resources Group, okay. And it's on MechWarrior Realms. And
we'll put the
I think
link
you can
to
still
the show notes
find
for
it
guys.
In the WizKids forums.
Okay.
But it comes within, I think, about 3-5% of the current MechWarrior gunslingers. I know people have plugged in the numbers to some of the gunslingers that came out since AOD, and they came real close to the WizKids mm-hmm. numbers. So it's I assign the stats, I plug them into the program, and I get the points for the mech.
Well, let me kind of just go, if you go really far back to the Dark Age, you can really find out the whole idea, was there really a lot of power creep to the WizKids design paradigm, but that's a different topic altogether. But
You can definitely see it if you take a 100-point mm-hmm. forestry mech and compare it to a 100-point solitaire.
Yeah. Know,
there's no contest. But some of the custom things that you can do, like custom gear or custom pilot cards for
is
your mechs.
Is this a custom pilot card?
That is a custom pilot card for this Atlas. And I'll, all the ones I'll be redoing will have actually custom pilot cards to go with the mechs.
So I wonder, how do you come up with, like, say, the special abilities, how much they cost? Is that just kind of fudging around a little bit?
That's fudging around a little. I talked to, I have quite a few friends, and they understand what a broken unit is and what a broken unit isn't. And I'm not trying to make a unit broken.
Yeah.
And if it is, I definitely want its power cost to be such that you're given second thoughts on whether you want to play it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And any of my custom pieces, I would be more than willing to say, let the opponent build an army around it, and then I'd play against it, not using it.
Yeah.
I'm completely comfortable with the whole mindset. When I create a unit, I think if I was the other player facing this, would I be screaming names and throwing my pieces down on the table and storming away? So I think for its point cost, it works.
Mm-hmm.
This piece is definitely not overpowering. The few times I've used it, I've come pretty close to losing the match and this piece. It's other pieces that I was using as support along with it that saved me the day. So in no means do I find this one unit broken, though I have seen examples of other people trying to tweak units to the point where they were unbelievably broken. And that's my biggest fear, is that players would go upon themselves to make the uber power piece and want to dominate the field with it.
And then there's no point in playing.
There would be nobody a point in playing.
Exactly.
If you can't lose, there's no challenge in winning. There's no challenge in winning.
Where's
you
the
might
fun?
As well. You, there's no fun in it for me. But mm-hmm. apparently there's some fun in just people decimating others until they're bored silly.
That's the whole thing. You start changing the formula of the game, and you really start running into, okay, you know, like I said, it works for these set of units, but then it's, oh, shoot, this guy, and, you know, it's... But, you know, does the formula stuff work for vehicles and infantry, too, or is it just a mech thing right now?
It's a mech thing for now. I would like to get it to work for infantry. I also would like to try and figure out a magical formula for aerospace fighters.
We failed that.
Yeah, we failed in that one.
There's a few ideas out there, and I'm willing to actually get some people over at a venue or even at my basement and give it a try. I would love to play test rules, one person using it, one person not using it, and then switch the field. The other person uses it, and the first person uses it, and then you can get feedback. If you run 3 or 4 games like this at the same time,
you can
have a roundtable discussion afterwards, find out, is it a keeper? Is it complete trash? Does it just need to be tweaked? Which direction does it need to be tweaked? There's all kinds of things that one could do to make something and then post the results online, have other people try it, and if you get enough people to try it, it becomes a rule. I think that's what Battle Force 5 would like to do, is they'd like to try and get the game going in a new direction. They would try and like to get new units out there and have their stats available to download. So anyone could play them, and they would be fair and not broken.
That would be the goal.
That would be the goal for someone like me who wants to see the game not only continue, but to evolve
expand.
A little. It definitely expand.
I wonder if there would be, obviously there'd be kind of, quote, theoretical legal issues with the fact that you're basically, you know, creating new stuff based on intellectual property, but I wonder if WizKids really care. Would they try to make aggressive stances against their and defend righteously defend their property and, you know, shut people down.
Don't they have to legally? If they find out.
Legally, they kind of have to in current trademark and copyright law. But.
Well, they've stated that they want to keep the BattleTech and MechWarrior intellectual property.
Yeah,
they don't have to pay royalty on it. If anyone wants to use it, they do nothing but make money on it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to create fan units or create your own units or come out with stats and publicly post them, I think they would see it as fan art. It's when you would, and granted, I'm not one of their lawyers.
Yeah.
If you were to claim something as being an official WizKids sanctioned piece.
Mm-hmm.
And try and charge people money for it, I think that's when their lawyers... But yeah. It's always that fine line between, have I created something for the fan base, or have I stepped the grounds, overstepped those boundaries, mm-hmm. into intellectual property violation. It's always a sticky situation.
Yeah.
And the laws are always changing anyways.
Oh, yeah.
So you...
Thank
you, could be in, you know, be, you know, before the line at one point, and...
Yeah.
Be on the line the next day.
We're starting to wind down time. We got a few minutes left here, but any other last topics you want to talk about along this line? Anything we didn't cover?
I think we covered pretty much where can the future of MechWarrior grow, where can it go from here, and how can we facilitate it?
It obviously definitely won't grow as fast as under WizKids, but is that really a bad thing? Because, you know, WizKids cranked out so many units, it may not be a bad thing to have it kind of
slow down
a little bit.
As the older I got and the less disposable income I found, I was quite relieved for the year break of I didn't have to buy a case or try and keep up with the next piece that I wanted on eBay.
Mm. I just knew that I just stopped wanting to try and keep up with it. It just got to the point where... You know, every time I tried, they pumped out something new, and I was just got tired of trying.
Currently, I'm quite satisfied with the leisurely pace I have, where I contact a guy, and he gets the enjoyment out of creating a new piece, like the 100-ton Archangel I have here. And then I, at my own leisure, I design stats for it and create a dial for it.
Now, when you're creating the dial, do you use that little PDF thing that's been floating around the internet? Is that what you use? Do you have
I use the a PDF template and a PDF editor program.
Okay.
And change the colors of the special equipment and change the stats.
What about the heat dial? Is that also part of the PDF?
The heat dial is on the PDF.
That's when he falls apart.
He does come apart, so he is able to move, just like the WizKids pieces. Yeah, the heat dial was also on the PDF, and all I did was take the existing heat dial and glue it on top of an existing WizKids top.
Okay. Is there some trick when putting the heat dial back in? It got turning so relatively smooth. A few that I've kind of ripped out and stuck back in, they kind of get really, like, spinning around and goes around and around and around and around.
That one I actually had to completely disassemble, because that is old Dark Age top, and I glued an Age of Destruction heat dial on it, which has a different peg program.
I can see that, actually, the different colors on the
That mech was in the planning stages long before I even saw an Age of Destruction mech. So this dial top that I had made an old MechWarrior Realms member, I traded a custom paint job unit for that dial top, and he made me that dial top 2 years before Dark Age.
Wow.
So when Dark Age came out, I scrapped all my preconceived notions of what I wanted it to be and started all over from scratch. And the only thing I had to go was what my final point total was going to be for the unit.
All right.
I guess that's about it. I don't have a whole lot else to talk about. I think we covered a lot of stuff really well. Of course, if you have any questions and ideas you guys got, send them over to Jason at RoccoSoftware.com. And any last little topics at all about anything kind of cool going on? Maybe just want to mention, I don't know, anything at all? I'm done. But
no, nothing really too exciting has been happening.
No, most we've got nothing to wait and see. But
unless you consider the guy getting kicked in the head, the ref getting kicked in the head, exciting. But that was a few days ago, though.
That's what I get
nothing
for opening the floor.
Nothing exciting on tabletops on my end.
Yeah, that's what I get. That's when I open the floor to random topics. That's what I get. At least I kick in the head.
You asked the question.
You asked the question.
That's what happens when I'm 2 minutes short in the show. But that's all right. We can probably end it up here. So I guess even though WizKids has kind of cut support for the time being, it's not all bad. And I wonder if how can really people still find local... I guess the local stores go to the forums, ask around, and find out where a game is still being played. I guess that's probably the best thing you can do.
That they can still access the WebSkib site. There will still be listings for casual games, as well as you can at least contact other people. There's the MechWarrior Realms site. Yep. Lots of local venues have their own websites you can contact members about, and there's always the WizKids site.
As long as the WizKids site is not being flagged by Google for containing malware, we're in good shape. That was an oops or something. I don't know.
That was a big oops.
I guess we'll never know exactly what happened. WizKids didn't actually formally release a statement about that.
They didn't release a statement, but it happened about the same time my computer crashed.
Oh, no.
Had me quite worried that they did something to me.
Because from a few reports in the forum, it looks like they're vulnerable to what's called a cross-site scripting attack in computer terminology.
There's a lot of
where basically someone injected a malicious JavaScript code in the website that forcibly downloaded something to your computer. So I guess with that, let's finish it up. For real this time, if I said it three times now.
For real?
Yeah, for real. And like I said, questions, comments, send them over to jason@rocklessoftware.com. That's rocklessoftware.com. Anything you want to say?
Well, just keep the word out and, you know, hopefully we can keep this game going is what I'm hoping for.
Any last thoughts on anything?
I'm just looking forward to playing someone again.
Sounds good. And also follow myself on Twitter at twitter.com/TT_battlefield and Ryan's twitter.com/rmadman4.
Thanks, Jason.
No problem, Ryan. Keep the good work over there. Look at the camera.
Such hard work, Ryan. I mean, wow. You know,
I'm good at standing around. You know?
Not even standing. He's leaning up against the dishwasher.
Yeah, I know. Such effort.
All right. Well, thanks for watching. Hope you guys enjoyed our little talk here. We'll see you guys again in the next episode of the Tabletop Battlefield.
Copyright 2007-2008, Rocko Software, licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial License.
The intro music Down With Everything is by The Transfer and is acquired from www.podtapeaudio.com and is used under a Creative Commons License.